The Camp Cougars have accomplished what many players hope to achieve in their lives, an undefeated season. Camp has gone 8-0 in the regular season after their 42-6 win last week over Stanton. Head coach Barry Bauer knows that this is a big accomplishment for his squad and credits their hard work for the success this season.
Well, I think any time that you can go unblemished during the regular season, I think it is a big accomplishment. You know, not too many teams are, you know, get a chance to do that. And we did that this year, and probably comes to a little surprise to some people, you know, but when you get into the work and the grind and everything else, I think sometimes kids can kind of live up to their abilities, and that's what they've done so far, and couldn't be any prouder of them. And they've done a nice job. And been very, very proud of these kids.
With the intemperate weather conditions on Friday, the Cougars were able to battle through the harsh conditions in the rain and the cold while playing sound football. The Cougars had a slow start to adjust in the weather as neither team scored until the second quarter when the Cougars relied on the ground game and added on 28 points at the half.
You know, with the conditions that we had on Friday, I think we were a little bit different than maybe some of the other parts in the state, you know, and even some of the areas in Southwest Iowa where we had that rainy, we had the wet conditions, we had the wind, you know, and that was consistent through the entire night. And, you know, for our kids to kind of really adapt and change to what the elements of the game were, I think that was a big credit to our boys. You know, some people will say, well, why didn't you start off a little bit faster than what you did? Well, you playing that stuff and you're going to find out, you know, in a hurry that it's not that easy. And I thought our kids did a nice job coming back in the second quarter and just kind of finishing the game out there just a little bit. And so, you know, to hang on to the ball in those type of conditions is pretty, pretty tough. And, you know, it just kind of alleviated our pass game, which, you know, with our play action and stuff like that we do with all of our formations, you know, it kind of took it away. So we just had to go to the ground and pound. And I thought our interior guys did a nice job and kind of mixed it up a little bit with Chase and Brody and Austin and some of those guys. But I thought our guys up front did a nice job.
The Cougars held the Vikings under 50 yards in the last game as the defense was solid and sound. Camp was led in the defensive game of tackles by Owen Hoover with 8 tackles and 4 for loss. Austin Williams was more than successful in creating turnovers as he had 2 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery. Jack Fullman added on a fumble recovery of his own and also added on an interception to continue the turnover game for the Camp defense. This is a tough defense that continues with their experience into postseason action.
In all reality, is that, you know, the defense was pretty much unblemished and held them to under 100 yards total offense and things like that. But, you know, I think the one of the things regarding our defense is we try not to get out of position. It's one of those that we try to stay fundamentally sound. We let our kids just, without thinking, let them just try to play and play free. And then once you try to play free, then you can play fast, you know, and then you can try to play physical a little bit. And I think that's the beauty of what we do right now. You know, we're just going to take it one week at a time here and see where we're coming. But, you know, we've got to make sure that we stay fundamentally sound, but also make sure that, one, on the defensive end, we've got to make sure that we still create some turnovers. You know, we can't give up big plays and things like that. And don't put them in third and short situations. We've got to make sure that stay sound on first and second downs.
Coach Bauer still has his players focus on the now rather than what is going on down the road. This is what he calls the quote-unquote second season, where teams are going to try to fumble with the fundamentals and put them on their toes. This is why all season long, the Cougars have been looking to strive for perfection and focus on where their feet are now.
Well, I think it's just one week at a time, one day at a time, and 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. You can't get yourself so far ahead. You lose focus of the now. And that's one of the things that we've said at the very beginning of camp is be where your feet are. You know, don't get somewhere where you're thinking about something else or you're thinking down the road. You know, this week we have Southeast Warren and everything else has been in the past. It's fun to have the 8-0 record and the district champions and everything else like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, all that stuff is in the past. You got to be where your feet are now. Now let's see what we can do here during the second season you know, of the year and kind of capitalize on some of that stuff. And there's going to be teams out there that are going to, you know, make a run at you and try to do everything in their power, get your eyes wrong and get your feet wrong and be your fundamentals wrong. And we've got to eliminate all that stuff and just say, you know what, we've got to do our job individually, which then collectively do our job as a team and a unit, which then makes success on the field. And that's one of the things that we've been trying to focus and strive for.
This week, Kent will be taking on Southeast Warren in the first round of the 8-player playoffs. The Warhawks are coming off back-to-back losses to both Lennox and Bedford, two teams that have also made the playoffs in the 8-player game. Southeast Warren is led by Jamison Ewing, who has passed for 539 yards and thrown 8 touchdowns. His two primary targets have been Robert Beardsley and Brogan Ewing, as they've combined for 553 receiving yards and 11 receiving touchdowns. The Cougars will have a challenge in the secondary this week.
You know, number 10, the Brogan Ewing, and also Robert Beardsley, you know, open, and they're the leading receivers on their side. So, you know, they do a nice job, you know, of spreading it around and trying to play 50-50 ball. And if you take one thing away, they're going to go to the other game. So we've got to make sure that we line up correctly and just play sound defensively and see what we can do.
Cam hosts Southeast Warren on Friday night for the 8-player first round game of postseason action. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.